All right, we'll move along to Oregon State coach Craig Robinson. And Oregon State's at Washington State on Wednesday, and then at Washington on Saturday. Coaches online, we'll take questions.
To ask a question, press star 1. You have a question from Bud Withers, Seattle Times.
Greg, has Hallis Cook made a difference for you?
Yeah, Bud, he has. He gives us a little bit more scoring from the point guard position than Chalet did earlier in the season. But, you know, he is a freshman, so we do have a little, you know, wild card with him. Sometimes he's a little out of sorts out there. But for the most part, he's been doing a really good job for us, shooting the ball well, getting us into our offense. And he's actually a pretty decent defender as well.
Hmm. Did the Devon Collier connection back in Jersey help you with Cook? Or?
Yes, it did. You know, they both attended St. Anthony, so that helped a lot. But, you know, what really helped us was that there weren't a whole lot of high majors recruiting them. You know, there were a couple who were sniffing around, and we showed the most interest. He had a lot of sort of mid-majors who were really interested, good programs too, and he just wanted to play in the Pac-12.
Hmm. Okay. Thank you.
Yep, sure.
Again, to ask a question, press star 1.
Any further questions?
You have a question from Doug Holler, Arizona Republic.
Craig, Eric seems to be playing at a high level, and he was out for so long. What did you see? How did he keep his game sharp during that time, and how is he a different player than where he was last year?
Yeah, Doug, I think that from the outset of his suspension, he just really focused on a couple of things, working as hard as he could in the weight room, and then when we started having workouts and practices and things like that, and we had him on the scout team, playing as if he wasn't on the scout team. So I think that really helped him make his transition. You know, I think the first two games were a little tough for him, but after that, he was able to just fit right in. And what I've seen from him differently, aside from his body, is he's shooting the ball a little bit better. You know, he didn't in our last game, but overall, he's a better shooter than he was last year, which is going to just help us even more.
Thanks, Greg.
Sure thing.
Your next question comes from Bud Withers, Seattle Times.
Greg, I'll come back at you. With Moreland coming back and with Brandt coming off the injury of a year ago, does it kind of feel like you've got a lot of pieces that you would envision, a while back?
Yeah, Bud, I mean, this is the first time we've had all 13 scholarship players be available and be scholarship players and not be walk-ons that we've given a scholarship to because we've been undermanned. So, you know, having that kind of depth, that kind of toolbox to pick from is proven to be a nice benefit to have for me for the first time. And, you know, with Angus's confidence getting back to where it was pre-surgery, it makes our front court pretty potent, and Eric is just trying to make up for lost time, and he's playing with a real purpose and a real focus, and if we can keep those guys engaged like that, I think we're going to be tough.
And it sounded like you guys had a real focus in practice last week leading up to the Oregon game. Was that the case?
Yeah, I think our guys are understanding what it takes from a mental and emotional standpoint to play well for an entire game. You know, that's always been a tough part when you're changing the culture around and trying to rebuild a program. It's getting that winning mindset and what you need to do every day to win, not just in the game. So, you know, I was really pleased with the way these guys attacked practice last week. And it was a long week because we only played the one game on Sunday. So you had to really be focused for the entire week. in order to pull off what we did. And it showed in the way we came out and played. I thought we were focused for the entire game. You know, you have your hiccups here and there, but, you know, at no point did I look out at that team and think that they weren't going to win that game.
Okay. Thank you.
Sure thing, Bud.
Got time for one more question?
Your final question comes from Percy Allen, the Seattle Times.
Hey, Derek, how are you doing?
Fine, thanks, Percy. How are you?
I'm okay. Hey, when you take a look at that Washington State team, obviously, on paper and on the court, they're struggling, but when you scout them, you see what?
Well, when we scout them, the first thing I think about is that we've always had a rough matchup with them in the past. They seem to be a team that's always had our number, so we have to approach this game irrespective of who's playing for them and who's not playing for them, with extreme caution and care and focus. But, you know, what I like about them is that they have some size to them. I mean, you know, they're playing a pretty big lineup. I think they shoot the ball well, especially at home. And at any moment when you have a team that has sort of had your number and you're coming up to play them and they haven't had a win recently, they're thinking they can get one off of you. So they're going to be extremely focused themselves. So we've got to match their intensity level, their focus level, and then we've got to execute. So it's going to be a tough matchup Wednesday.
Did you guys learn anything from the first road trip that maybe they can apply to the next one?
Did our guys?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh, yeah. You know, I think our guys, you know, I've always felt that mountain trip is the hardest. I mean, you're playing at altitude, and it's a tough two tough teams that you're playing close together. I think what our guys learned is that you cannot play parts of games in this conference, whether you're home or away, but especially on the road. You have to make fewer mistakes on the road than you can make at home. That's number one. You can't take anything for granted. You can't take people's records for granted. You can't take their roster for granted. You can't take the way they're playing for granted. So, you know, you have to be on a different plane from a focus standpoint. And I know it sounds like I'm talking about that a lot because I think that's a big deal for us. If we stay focused, we're a hard team to beat.
Then has that mountain trip replaced the trip to Washington as like a tough trip?
Well, you know, I always say Washington was the toughest because of the fans and the talent level, and Washington State was always, you know, like I said earlier, they always seem to have our number. You know, it remains to be seen after this trip which one's the tougher trip.
Yep. All right, well, thank you.
Sure thing.
All right, Craig, that'll do it. Thanks for your time today. Good luck this week.
My pleasure, Dave. Thanks a lot.
You bet. We'll see you.
Bye-bye.